Pat podcast family.
Yes, welcome back, y'all.
Just as always, we try to give a shout out to everyone for your continued support and patience as we do our best to get an episode off. I want to say every now and then now, but, and I will say we recorded this before, but someone forgot to push the right buttons and I lost it. So we're going to try.
Me.
It wasn't you. I know. And I woke up that other morning and I was like, oh my God, did I hit Curry's record button? Clearly I didn't. So round two.
Yeah. So thank you all for being patient and supportive as we work to get this episode off. It's been kind of a challenge, but we're going to do our best at it.
Yeah. And as always, we just like to remind our listeners, if the first time here, we always forget that some people are just sometimes listening to this for the first time instead of starting from the very beginning. But Curry's wife is named Linda also. So I am the podcast Linda. And when he says Linda, he's talking about his wife. He'll call me podcast Linda.
Exactly. And as a reminder, folks, I want to iterate, we're not giving medical advice, rather sharing our own open and honest feelings and thoughts as we live with Lewy body dementia. So now for a few shout outs for our supporters this week. Tongue tied. All right, we've got Beverly Weber, Lori Reiner, and Barb and Antonio Garcia.
So let's just get started this week. Again, let's do this at take two, Curry. It's just me and Curry, as he calls them, the fireside chats. And this episode is just going to be all about where you are right now, because you had a big thing happened in the last, 5 weeks?
3 weeks. 3 weeks last Friday.
Right. 3 weeks.
Well, that's when we moved.
Yeah. So Curry had a big move.
Yeah.
From one state to another. So
it's actually been about a 6 week experience because when we sold the house, they actually wanted us out 2 weeks. We said, no, we need at least three. And so it took us 3 weeks to get ready. And then my daughter and her husband and our granddaughter and her fiance from Kansas, they all came down and helped Linda get us loaded and moved us up here to Caney, Kansas. And I'm loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you haven't been on the Facebook pages, you should check, because his wife posted a video of you cruising in your... Somebody asked today, is that a... Oh, I don't know what they said. Is that an electric wheelchair, or is it a...
It's a mobility chair.
Mobility chair.
Yeah, it's like an electric wheelchair, except it doesn't have the big wheels. It's got rubber tires on
it. Okay. Yeah, because somebody said it. They thought it was an electric wheelchair. I'm like, no, I would know the difference between the two.
Yeah, it's just a mobility chair. But I tell you what, it gets me anywhere I want to go in this town. Mm-hmm. I try to go cruising every day. I didn't feel like it this morning, so I slept till about... I got up and then I went, laid back down, and slept till about noon or so. And then I went out and cruised some just before we started here.
So share with us. I just wanted him to come on and talk to everybody about what it was like for him to make that move. So I know that it was stressful leading up to, and then selling the house and then being told you had to be out in 3 weeks. So you want to share with everyone how it was, because it was an 8-hour trip that took more than 8 hours.
Yeah, it took about 14 hours. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had our dogs with us, so we had to stop and walk them, and we had to stop and eat, you know, stuff like that. But it was a good trip. It was very stressful leading up to the move, the 3 weeks before, because not only did we sell our house, but we had a 10x20 storage building that was packed full, and we sold it. So we had to get the stuff out of the storage building, store it up on our deck, back deck to the house, while they came and got the storage building. And then once our daughter and her husband and everyone got down there, they had to load it off the back deck before they could load anything out of the house. So it was a big move, but the part that was hard on me was watching my wife, Linda, having to do all the work before they all got there, because I can't do it right now, you know? Right. Physically, I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to see my doctor and tell him goodbye, and he gave me a prescription for some Valium for the trip. And I took three of them the whole way up here. But if it hadn't been for the Valium, I don't know that I would have done as good. I did real good on the trip, but I couldn't sleep for some reason.
Mm.
I wanted to sleep, and I've always been able to sleep in a moving vehicle. But coming up here, I just couldn't do it, you know? And that just really wore me out, but I made the trip real well.
Yeah, but I think you, when we recorded this a couple of days ago, I think you were saying, and this is what we encountered with Jim, with the RV, is the noise of the road and...
Oh, yeah.
That looking out the window and seeing things passing by. And I did kid you the last time we recorded.
That normally, I haven't been able to go very far in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, for the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Because the sound of the tires on the hitting the pavement, the scenery passing by, other cars passing and stuff like that. And about the most I've been able to travel was 30 minutes out, 30 minutes back. And usually that put me out for the rest of the day and sometimes the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Valium took care of that for me on this trip. It helped my anxiety a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept me calm. And so that stuff didn't bother me. It didn't seem like coming up. Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep, but I didn't recognize it at least.
Huh. Yeah. And I was saying, now you know why it took us how many days to get to you with Jim.
Yeah.
Because we only had, 2 hours, and we had to stop. And,
yeah.
You know, like looking back, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I guess because we had an RV for years. I probably should have rented an RV and tried a trip with him before I bought an RV and tried the trip. But that's why we had to stop every 2 hours, because he felt like he was going crazy. Especially in an RV, you really can't keep it quiet.
Right.
Even though I tried putting noise canceling headphone and put on like DVD, and it was just too much.
I was able to ride in the U-Haul van or U-Haul box truck with my son-in-law. And so I think that maybe that helped me too. I don't know. Being able to talk to someone while I was driving. I'm not sure.
And that is not a comfortable place to be sitting to fall asleep.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't realize you did that. I thought you were in a car.
No, I know. I wanted to ride in the box truck.
Mm-hmm. Which is louder. So
louder, cramped up. Mm-hmm. That it was a very small. I don't know that those things were really made for two people.
No, it's, yeah.
It's a very small passenger seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they make, there's no comfort in those whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I could never ride in one of those with my back the way it mm-hmm. is. So you moved to Caney, and you're about to settle on your new home, but right now you're staying with your daughter.
Yes.
And now you live in a little town, which I can attest to that you did not before. Like, you couldn't get in your scooter and go anywhere.
Right.
So you've been we talked about this in Zoom the other day. Because as soon as Curry said he was riding to the town, we were all like, okay, do you have, make sure your phone is charged, make sure your battery's charged. Sorry, I'm going to text my daughter because She is in her room and my dogs are barking. Can you hear them?
No, cannot.
Oh, okay. I'm going to yell at her anyway. So we were telling Curry to make sure his phone. Sorry, I can't do two things. It is cute. His phone is charged. His scooter is charged. And then we really got on you. We know now you have one of those flags that go on the back of the scooter, and you have lights now.
I've got a red light that goes on the back, and that's mounted on the back. And I've got two blue strobe lights on the back also, so people can see me. And that flag is about 6 foot tall. And it's got an orange flag on it. So I'm a lot safer now. I feel a lot safer because I know people can see me.
Yeah. And now,
if they hit me now, it's because they're drunk.
God. Oh, Lord. So did you order we were talking about making sure you get a bracelet, which we scolded you. I thought you had already gotten one, because that's one of the first things I did for Jim. Even when he was still working, I got him a bracelet saying I don't remember what it said right now, whether it just said he had dementia or, and he wore it on his ankle while he was still working. So I didn't realize you didn't have one. Did you order one yet?
Not yet. I forgot about it till just now.
Yeah. But, write it down. Use that pen and write it down. So if you're listening and you haven't, even if your loved one or you are early in a diagnosis, just get it now so you have it. And so it was a big discussion on one of our Zooms. I think it was last week, because we were all concerned about Curry zooming around all by himself. You know, his wife does have a tracker on his phone, so she knows where he is.
It even tells her how fast I'm going.
Really? Yeah. How fast does that thing go?
Well, I don't know. I know she clocked me the other day as I was going 3 mile an hour, so I know I had to be stopping for an intersection or slowing down for a bump, because it goes faster than what a person can walk.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, those bracelets, you can get a full bracelet or you can get just a clip that they can write anything you want on them, and they will go on your existing watch band.
Yeah, which somebody showed us in our Zoom meeting, and I didn't realize. You know, they just have these clips that go on there. But also someone had on, she read her band, and it said no antipsychotic drugs, which I was like, that's smart to put that on there. I wouldn't not have thought to put that on there. So that was, you see the child in the background? For those that are listening, I'm texting my daughter. She's in the other room, like, come get the dogs.
She was trying to shoo them out so
she
quiet.
She was at the door, and they didn't want to leave. Someday we'll make these, our recordings live. I'd have to shower and, like, get dressed if we wanted to do that. But anyway.
Right. I know what you mean.
So if you haven't gotten your loved one, or if you have Louie, you haven't gotten those braces, they're really not that expensive. And I can't imagine those clips being too expensive either. And you can get them that are, some are made that you can't even tell they're, like, you know, emergency kind of bracelets, emergency contact bracelets. Jim's was all black, and he didn't start wearing it on his wrist until after he stopped working, because we didn't want, you know, I'm sure it said dementia or something on it. Honestly, I don't know where it is now that we're talking about that. So what advice would you give others if they had to make a move like you did? Is there anything you think could have helped with the... I got nothing to help you with that, because I tried to take Jim traveling, and even I remember July was the last. He passed away in September, and July 4th, we flew to New Jersey, and I just remember it. He was just, I have a picture of, I took a lot of pictures, Kari, and recorded him a lot. Not going to cry this episode. But I took a picture of him in the airplane, and he was just kind of sunken into himself. And I'd had headphones on him, but thinking back, that noise must have been.
Oh, I can only imagine. Like I said, for the last 5 years, probably, I haven't been able to travel very far in a car at all. Like where we lived there in Texas, it was like a 15-minute ride into town, 15-minute back. I was okay with that. That's not going into San Antonio. We lived just outside of San Antonio, but that was going into our little town, Castroville. Now, the ride into San Antonio, it'd take 45 minutes to an hour. I just got where I couldn't do that anymore, you know? But I tell you, if your loved one has trouble riding in a vehicle, and even if they don't, and you're making a move, ask the doctor. And especially if they have any type of anxiety, ask their doctor to give them something to keep them calm during the move. Because I really do think that Valium really worked good for me. Because I mean, I rode 14 hours.
Yeah, you did it all in one day, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of seven. How long did it take me to get to you? Seven.
7 days.
I know. You said I'd be fired if I was, but you understand. Like Jim's welfare came first. You know, I wasn't going to try to push it. And there are times, because we had the film crew following us, and there are times I think they were in the RV most of the time, but I could just tell looking at him. And I'm like, okay, we're going to have to pull over and find somewhere to stay for the night, because I just didn't want to make it too hard for him. He was happy to see you. I did watch a video of him when we first got there, and he ran up your side to give you a hug. That was very nice. But
I can attest, because that when we all got in your RV that time and we were going down to the lake, I don't think I could have rode in that thing very long. It was noisy, and you felt every sway, you know, and I just don't think I could have done it. Yeah,
it was, and, you know, I don't know, you have a lot of guilt when you're on this side of it. Like, I was just trying my hardest to make what his bucket list happen.
You know,
that it was like I was trying to do everything in my power to try to get him to national parks like he wanted. And even if it took us 7 days to get to Texas from Louisiana. But in retrospect, it probably, you know, he really liked meeting everybody. I mean, that was really special to him. He met Robin in Tennessee, and he met you and Sam and Tracy. I mean, that really, really meant a lot to him. So once we were stationary, you know, things were good. But
I've got to tell you, again, I loved meeting him and Sam. Those were the first two people I met in person who actually had Lewy body. You know, I had talked to some people on the phone, but actually meeting someone in person who was dealing with the same things I was dealing with was very special. It always will be for me. Yeah.
It was just, I can say, you know, his wife Linda and I were sitting there, you know, gabbing like women do. And every now and then I'd look over and you two were just in a conversation about what you're going through. And then even when he met Robin Laveron in Tennessee. He gave her the biggest hug, and I trying to remember what he said to her. She had told me, you know, he's like, I think he said something like, you know, we're going to be okay, you know, in this together kind of thing. It is very, very powerful to meet other people with the disease. And I can say, as a caregiver, when I met Tracy, it was as if I've known her forever, because we speak the same language because of our husbands having the disease. So if you, I don't know if you, I'd say ask your neurologist or Google search if there are any Lewy body support groups in person, or I would even say when you go to the doctor, ask if there are other people, other patients that they have who have Lewy body. Like, I think doctors should connect people.
Yeah. You know? Well, I saw there towards the end when the film crew went to my doctor's appointment with me, mm-hmm. not the last time, but the time before, the first time they went with me. They did their filming and everything, and it came time for me to get my blood drawn for blood test. They went ahead and left. Well, the nurse who came in to draw the blood was talking about the film crew and me having Lewy body. And she said, you know, my mom has Lewy body, and Dr. Wow. Hayes is treating her. Yeah, you know, and wow. we've been going to Dr. Hayes 6 years and didn't have any idea about that. And it was really been neat to have met this lady's mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, I can say, you know, it's easy for me to say doctors should, you know, connect people, but HIPAA laws don't allow that.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to, you know, reach out to other support groups. I'd say, like, really, if you haven't joined one of the, either the Our Journey with Lewy Body or the Lewy Body Roller Coaster or the Spouses, I can't remember that page all the time, the one for Lewy Body Spouses page, get on there and just say, hey, I'm from Caney, Kansas. Anybody live nearby? Because you got to meet James and Anne-Marie, who lived about an hour from you in,
oh, you bet,
in Texas. So it's just, and you guys were meeting once a month, right?
Sometimes twice a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a very good relationship, still do with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When we get moved into our home, they're going to come up and help us unpack.
Wow. Wow. That's going to be a long drive.
Yeah, it's going to be about 10 and a half hour drive, yeah. You know, but she said she wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking of James now,
right?
You know, how, what you went through and what Jim was going through, but Anne-Marie's very protective of her husband also. So she'll,
yeah, she is.
You know, she'll be on that, but it's, you know, as a caregiver, you know, I moved to Louisiana because that's what he wanted. You know, like it was just whatever he wanted, I tried to make happen. And, yeah, I really do miss home, miss my home.
Mm-hmm.
But my middle son, who's in the Marines 3 hours from here, when I get sad about that, he reminds me that if I didn't move here, he wouldn't have been by his dad's side that last week, because he wouldn't have been able to get here.
Yeah. Because everything's for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I need the next reason for me to get out of here. But
yeah.
I came here for him to be closer to, and of course my daughter came with us, and, you know, to be closer to the kids, and which is very nice, but when you don't know anybody else but your kids, it's very hard. So, you know, I still think I would not change anything. I don't know. I'd have to sit and think about that. If I would change it, what I would change.
I don't think you would. You did the best.
Yeah.
Best possible.
Yeah. Yeah, like the whole RV thing. Like, that's the whole kind of reason we sold the house, so I can get this RV and take them to the national park. I thought he had several years left.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. Like, this.
You never know with Louie.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never know.
Yeah.
It can come on and hit you strong, or it may just stay out there in left field and linger along with you, you know?
Yeah, like you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's something I got to talk about. I've got this mobility chair made. It's called a Jazzy. And I love the freedom it has given me.
Mm-hmm.
there's nowhere in this town I can't go with that thing. You know, I've been downtown, I don't know how many times in it. And
you got donuts the other day, right?
Yeah, went and got donuts for everyone the other day at the donut shop. And then I went and drove down Main Street the other day. And I go up beside streets so I can try to learn what all's in this town, you know. But it has really given me a freedom. And the weather here has just been gorgeous every day that we've been here. Mm-hmm. Couldn't ask for better weather, you know. So it's all just kind of fell in place so far. And I have my first doctor's appointment here Thursday. And this Thursday. And I look forward. I expect it to go very well also.
Yeah, well, you said she doesn't know. She said she doesn't know about Lewy body, but she was willing to the research. Yeah, which is big. And for someone to admit that.
Yeah.
You know, that was big.
And Dr. Hayes, our doctor down there in Texas, he said, you know, if any of them need to call him, tell him, feel free to call.
Yeah. So, you told her to listen to the podcast, right?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Write that down, too.
I will.
You got your pen. But that I'm just going to tell you, when you came in the Zoom on Monday, so funny, that was yesterday. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you being in this new town has just, you just look so much happier.
I am, because I can get out. You know, back there, I could get out and I could go out to the barn, or I could go to the end of the drive. I couldn't go up or down the roads down there. But like here, a lot of people just use golf carts to get around town. You know? So me and that mobility chair just kind of fell into place here.
Yeah. Is that new? When did you get that?
No, my son-in-law brought that to me right after I was first diagnosed.
Oh, but you really didn't have a reason to use it.
Never did really ride it that much.
You guys have to watch the video his wife posted, because you're like, I won't scold you for smoking while you're driving.
Right. I'm putting the miles on it here. I'm having a good time.
Now, how long does it last, like, battery-wise?
15 miles.
Oh, only 15 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a long ways in that thing.
Yeah, in your little town. Yeah. I'm very happy for you. I'm sure your wife is stressed out every time you go off on your own, because I would be, but I know she's tracking you and you know, she's got you all the safety things put on it, and
thanks to her and my daughter and our granddaughter, they've got me all fixed up.
Mm-hmm. Except for the bracelet.
And we are going to put a headlight on the front. Mm-hmm. We discussed that last night.
Yeah, well, until you get... Well, you're going to go out at night now?
Oh, yeah.
Until you get your bracelet, you need to, like, make sure Linda writes everything down on a piece of paper and put it in your wallet. All the contact information, and that you have Lewy body dementia, and, you know.
Good idea.
Have you hallucinated at all while you've been riding it?
No. And I've only had one hallucination since we've been here. Mm-hmm. And that was here inside the house.
Wow.
I've not had just the one hallucination in 3 weeks.
When I watched that video that your wife posted, it was like you took off, and I could just imagine, and in your head, you'd be like, I'm free. You know, that you can go into town by yourself, and that's liberating. Like,
yeah, I can't describe the feeling of not necessarily a feeling of freedom, but the weather's beautiful. I can get out and ride my chair around town and not only enjoy the weather, but I can learn about what all's in this town, you know? And it gets me to, I don't know how many people have waved at me as I drove by their house, because everyone sits out on the front porches here.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, a lot of them just use the golf cart to get around, you know? So it's done me really well. It's done me real good.
Well, I'm going to have to keep Linda to keep putting posters. I mean, posters. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Videos. I don't even know where that came from. I'm telling you, on this side, oy, there's days I don't, I don't know how my brain, well, you know, we've talked.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Did you see the video of where my lights were all on, though?
Yep.
And I was, yeah.
Now, that's what I want to ask you. Do you said they're flashing lights?
I didn't have them in the flash mode, but they've got three different modes on.
So strobe lights don't bother you?
No, they're behind me. I can't even see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious because, I didn't take Jim places where there'd be strobe lights.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. Because I was always worried.
God, if I had to sit and look at those things, I don't think I could do it. But they're behind me. I don't even see them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that because I saw that and I'm like, I wonder if he sees that in the front. Just the shadows of them. Well, if you get lights on the front, I'll have to post a picture of when after my last surgery, Jim took one of those portable folding walker things.
Uh-huh.
It was decked out. I had a horn, like a bike. There were the lights that I can touch. I had headlights.
Right.
Him and Sarah had it all decked out, and he brought it to the hospital, and people were envious.
Yeah.
It's not as fun as your, what do you call it, your jazz?
Jazzy.
Your jazzy. Huh. People, you need to get a jazzy if you live in a small town. I'm just so happy for you.
If you're having any type of, if you're having especially Parkinson's, And it's hard for you to get around, let your doctor know. And Medicare covers almost all the cost of those scooters.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dang it. I bought my own little, it was a cheap wheelchair. I don't know if it was cheap. Rollator.
Okay.
We had just gotten that for him in anticipation. And we talked, I got to donate that or save it for me when I get old.
Right.
I don't know. One or the other. Anyway, I just wanted Curry to share what's been going on. I'm going to blame it on you for not recording for the past 3 weeks because you've been moving.
There was no way we could.
Yeah. And I have my days where I'm not really functioning. So, I did remember to press record on both of the devices this time, so this episode will go. I had to break that to him before Zoom yesterday. I'm like, did I push the record on your side? And he's like, I don't think you did.
Right.
So I'm texting Andrew. I'm like,
never dawned on me either.
I'm like, can you, if you just have my, I don't know what I was thinking, if you just have my side, is there some way, miraculous way that Curry was recorded somewhere? And he's like, no, you got to do it over. So this is our do-over. So now, I'm hoping you're going to set on your house soon. So that's, I can't guarantee you we'll get another episode off 2 weeks in a row, but that's what's going on. And everybody's so nice and sends us messages with what's going on, especially with Jim passing away. Everybody's been really, really nice and patient. So we'll do our best. We need to get Curry in his home and unpacked.
Well, the thing, we need to get it closed. The thing that bothers me, we had one closing date and we didn't make it. And now they set it for the 14th of April. We're not going to make it.
Mm.
They're going to set another date. I only hope that the sellers hang with us. Mm. I really, and I don't want to jinx, but I can't see them not hanging with this and say, oh, no, we'll put it back on the market and wait for someone else.
No, they're in it for the long haul. They know what's going on. So
I hope so.
There's many people that have their settlements moved.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4 times.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that bothers me.
No, well, it's not the not knowing, that finality. So try not to, try not to stress about it, but I know I would be stressing about it. Yeah, I don't. I think they know. You know, they already know you're there. So
yeah,
it's just a matter. It's that paperwork, the dreaded paperwork, which Curry packed up and put it. It's all in boxes. So that took a while for you to find. So that's what
every
you
know. Piece of, last week. Every day we had to find certain pieces of paper for. And so it was either Linda going through boxes or getting on the internet and finding what we needed, you know. Yeah.
You've got to just giving them your firstborn.
Yeah, that would have been easier.
It would have been easier.
Our daughter spent every day almost last week of her lunch hour on her computer.
Helping.
Instead of eating lunch, helping us get papers.
Yeah.
You know, so it, last week was really hectic.
Yeah.
This week hasn't been.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that.
It'll happen. All right. Yeah. Well, we just wanted to come on and share, you know, give some advice on what I'll talk about what it was like to move and some helpful advice on how he got through it. And now he's rolling all around Caney, Kansas.
Man, if you live in a town or if you got somewhere that you could ride one and you're having mobility issues, try to get your doctor to prescribe you one. Because, man.
Just the fresh air alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just being able to get out of the house without hurting feels good, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we're going to do for this week.
Yeah. Folks, that's about all we have time for this week. Remember, you can email us with suggestions on what you'd like us to talk about on a future episode. Or you can ask any questions you have, and we'll sure do our best to help get you the best answer. Now, remember, if you'd like to be a guest on the show and tell your story to help others, please contact Linda Zappula or myself in Messenger or email us at louisbodyrollercoaster@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep, and remember, we do our best to post the links in both all of the Facebook pages, Our Journey, Louis Body Roller Coaster, the Spouses page. And if you're interested in helping as a volunteer or an advocate for someone, please also send us an email at louisbodyrollercoaster@gmail.com. Because the more people who reach out, the more people we can help. And I do want to say, we really appreciate emails at the louisbodyrollercoaster@gmail.com. Just people telling us their story. And we really like connecting with people that way. So you can always just, you know, if you're not at a point where you want to join a Zoom on the Monday, Fridays, which we haven't talked about in a while, Monday, Fridays, Zooms, or for anyone, caregivers or those with Louis, starts at 10:30 Central. Thursdays
Monday
is just
Friday.
Right. That's Monday, Friday, and Thursdays at 3:30 Central. 3:30 Central is just for those people with Lewy body, or you're in the process of getting diagnosed. Then there's a spouses one at 2 p.m. Central on Saturdays for just spouses. We just started a widower Zoom on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Central. And is there one for any caregiver still? No, because there are not too many people showed up. So if you want to connect with us and you're shy or you're not ready to get on a Zoom yet, I encourage you to, because you're going to meet some amazing people. But you can always reach us through the louisbodyrollercoaster@gmail.com also if you want to reach out and talk.
Yeah, I got to tell you, attending the Zoom meetings, you'll meet and make so many new friends. It's just unbelievable the love that is felt in the Zoom meetings.
Louis love.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. And people from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty cool, too.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
And folks, if you want to learn how you can be a supporter of the podcast, please see the episode notes at the end as we post information on that there. Well, folks, thanks again for joining us.
Until next week, this is Linda
and Curry signing off.